Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Perry DiLoretto will talk about the housing market across the state. He's the CEO of DeMonte Ranch DiLoretto Homes. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Fred Locken, Rue Goodnow, and Andy Barbano. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Perry DiLoretto. He's the CEO of DeMonte Ranch DiLoretto Homes, longtime home builder in northern Nevada. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. The reason I wanted to have you back on was the last time you were on, several months ago, you talked about how things were improving in your business, at least, and that you were building new homes and selling them. How is the market today?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me back, Sam. And as far as the market goes, it is continuing its improving trend. We are impressed with the number and the quality of home buyers that at least are coming into our sales offices. And, of course, we follow the market all over, and the numbers are up.
So let me ask you this. Now, are we seeing people coming to the area, people moving up, or are we seeing younger people coming into the marketplace for the first time, the children of the parents who already live here?
Well, that's part of the good news. The answer is all of the above. We are seeing a good mix of, first of all, influx, new people coming in, but fully half of our buyers are local buyers that are making a move. Some are moving up, some are moving down, downsizing.
Right, and certainly the senior capacity will be part of that.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, let's talk about banks. Are banks loaning money at reasonable levels? Are they being incredibly strict? Or are you seeing more cash than you are bank loans?
Well, I think we're back to a more normal situation with respect to lending. You have to have a job, you have to have a reasonable credit rating, and you have to have a down payment. And that's what we're seeing. We also seen a significant number of cash buyers. In the first phase of our one particular project here at Des Moines Ranch, we saw almost 25% of the buyers were cash buyers. I think the banks are being reasonable, but they are being very, very cautious. We don't want to get back into the type of situation we did before with reckless lending. There's no place for that in our economy, and they're doing a good job. Loans are being made. Interest rates are still very attractive. You know, they took a big jump. We were in the mid-3s. They went to mid-4s.
Still historically very low.
Listen, anything under 6% is a gift, in my opinion. And I think interest rates are going to move up as the government starts to withdraw some of what they call quantitative easing, where they've been, you know, subsidizing or buying a lot of their own debt to cover these type of activities. But my opinion is that the lenders are doing a good job.
And are you seeing creativity in the way that banks are lending money? I mean, I'm going back 25, 30 years, but it was not a surprise for a bank to give you a first and then give you a second to make up the difference so that you could get into a home. Are you seeing that kind of thing?
No, a lot of that stuff has gone away. It's pretty much, you know, the buyers that are getting the attention are the ones that have, you know, the 5, 10, and 20% down payments. 100% loan days are pretty much over with. The VA programs are still there. FHA is still there. But the buyers we're looking at are, by and large, very qualified.
As far as investor groups, we were seeing investors coming into Nevada, particularly in Southern Nevada, and buying up just tons and tons of distressed properties and then using them for rentals and creating a whole new market in this country because it wasn't just in Nevada, it was across the country. Are we still seeing investors coming in, or has it become less favorable for investors?
I think you're seeing more of that in Las Vegas than you are here. We do not particularly want to sell a home to an investor. Our job and our goal is to sell a home to somebody that wants to live in it. That is good for the neighborhood that people are buying into. We're not creating our own competition down the road, but listen, you know, I've been in this business for, she's over 40 years now, and our job is to build homes for people that want to live in them. If investors want to buy apartment buildings and that type of thing, all, you know, more power to them. But a lot of the speculation that went on in single-family homes was part of the causation of the problem that we got ourselves into. It created a false economy, a set of false numbers of demand that just really wasn't true. Again, I said we're seeing a lot more of that in Las Vegas. There was a lot more product down there. Las Vegas took bigger hits on the devaluation of the products. It created a speculative opportunity. The investor, you know, it's not an all bad situation, especially in Las Vegas is a great example. They cleared the market, and those people are intending to hold now, and they are providing rental properties available. It's a different part of the whole housing spectrum, the investor and buying a home for rental purposes.
Are you concerned about a phantom inventory that the banks are still holding that may depress prices?
It's a good question. You know, I'm optimistic about the home building market, but I'm also very cautious about what's going on. There's still a lot of fundamentals out of place. Shadow inventory is one of them. But I know that, you know, prices have started to move, and every time prices move up a little bit more, inventory is a little more constricted. It creates an incentive for somebody that's already in their home to stay there they can see some light at the end of the tunnel as far as getting out from being underwater, so to speak, where they owe more than what their home is worth. So in that regard, I think that's just still one of the unknowns as to how that's going to meter out. And combine that with, as our government starts to withdraw from this quantitative easing. We haven't done this before. This is new territory, and the impact of that always shows up later. It's hard to judge as you go along. So that's why I believe that in 2014, in this market, there are going to be more home buyers and there are going to be homes available, at least new construction, because all the people in our business are being very cautious.
All right, let's take a break. More with Perry DiLoreto when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Perry DiLoreto, a longtime Nevada home builder. You know, it's been very interesting for me. I didn't have a great formal education, and so I've learned as life has gone along. And I think that we have seen the greatest economics lesson ever over the last 6 years in terms of how things operate. When there's a crash and that people can't buy homes, they don't have the money to buy homes because banks aren't lending, builders stop building. And suddenly there's a natural progression over time of kids of parents who need to, if they want to stay in the area, they need to buy a home. You're going to create a need because there's no new homes being built. And so now we're at a state where, as you were saying before the break there, are there going to be enough new homes for the people that want to buy them, which puts home builders into the catbird seat, right?
Puts home builders
into the catbird seat, where you have the opportunity to sit back and go, okay, when is the appropriate time for me to start building again or building more?
Right, and you know, somebody that's in the home building business, or and this is true of a lot of businesses, you have to decide what criteria you're going to use to make your judgments as to when it's time to make a move or not to make a move. And you know, ideally things would smooth out and we'd have a nice, you know, steady, mild growth curve that we'd found. That's one of the things that was so attractive about Reno. If you look at our Washoe County, you look at the history of this market for years, we grew at a pretty steady rate, and then we had this huge run-up where things, you know, just almost got out of control. Matter of fact, they did.
They were out of control.
They were out of control. And look, it's like when different forces, and I'm going to talk about government, starts to interfere or interact with business, it's the same as interfering or interacting with Mother Nature. Unintended consequences, okay? And you don't know, because most of that is the first time you've ever done it. And we've done some significant never-before type of things to try and correct or influence or create. I mean, we wanted to make home buying easier in this country. We lowered credit standards. We lowered income standards for people to buy homes. Business likes that. They want to supply more homes. Okay, but not, you know, I'm in a home building business, but I'll tell you, not everybody is meant to own a home. Different people have different attitudes and ideas about that. So there is no one size fits all for this, and that's why I said, I go back to my comment, I'm optimistic, but I'm very cautious, because I still don't understand the future impacts of what we've just gone through. And I don't think we've seen all of the consequences that are going to come on, or come now, from the billions and billions of dollars that have been poured into our economy. Our fear is runaway inflation and interest rates that shut people out now.
Ty Cobb was on the program a few weeks ago, and we were talking about a story that had been floated in the New York Times, that the way for the government to get out of its debt problems is going to be inflation. And that would, for anybody that experienced that during the Ford administration, that was horrible. Interest rates, what, 15, 17%?
I can remember. I had a large apartment projects under construction here in Reno, and I jokingly said when my construction interest rate loan, which was a variable, went to 21%, I said, geez, man, I'll put it on my master charge card because it could only go to 18%
right.
by law.
Those, by the way, were
horrible days. Yeah, absolutely horrible. And inflation was runaway. We lived through that, and it got settled down and tamed down again. Then we had a lot of good years, but uncertain period. But there's good reason to be optimistic.
Let's talk briefly about California here. The problems in California for business continue, and that's good news in the sense that if Nevada plays its cards right, it can get a lot of business coming here. Also, the drone program that Nevada is getting to be a part of should bring a lot of businesses and a lot of people and scientists, et cetera, to Nevada. Are you optimistic that that's going to be a boon to the industry as well?
I am, because, the drone program is something where Nevada is playing to its own strengths. We have some wonderful open areas that we're able to do this. I have personally visited the test site, and I understand the resources that are available nowhere else in the world than at our test range, and it's very important. The capabilities are there, the accessibility is there. We need the business, so yeah, I think it's the state put forth a great effort under the leadership of our governor and his team,
and Senator Reid.
And Senator Reid, hey, listen, he was back in Washington, and his staff carrying the ball forward on this thing. So it's a great statewide effort. And there's going to be a lot to come out. That is the future, okay? That's where we're going. And I'm glad to see that Nevada is a significant part of it.
Okay, we've got about 45 seconds here. The Nevada Military Support Alliance is something near and dear to your heart. What's the latest on that?
Oh, we're doing great. Military Support Alliance is alive and well. We have two major projects for 2014. One here in Northern Nevada, the new Pennington Center at the University of Nevada. We are going to be doing a financial campaign to raise the funds to do the Veterans Outreach Center. We are currently funding a Veterans Outreach Coordinator position for the State Department of Veterans Affairs. It's working out very well. We've bitten off a huge project in Southern Nevada. We're the only state with major military installations that do not have a Fisher House, which is a veterans guest house.
Fantastic.
We have committed to raise the $3 million matching share, which, by the way, no other community has ever done that anywhere. They've come up close, but they never made it, and we're going to get it done.
Arnold Fisher and his people are the most remarkable people on the planet. I mean, they have done what the government wouldn't or couldn't do, and there are many veterans across the country that have benefited from the Fisher Houses. Congratulations, and thank you very much for being here. We always appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Ma'am, you have money hiding in your house.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Broken bracelet, about $250. Gold chain, $300, $400. A single earring? About 30 bucks. Old silver coins, a little gold, at least $1,000 right in this drawer. Would you be surprised to hear that Check City can turn this old stuff into over $3,000 cash?
Check City, buying your gold and silver when you need cash.
How much money is hiding in your home?
The Real RV Show and Sale is back January 10th through 20th at the Grand Sierra Resort. Save on over 300 new and used units, fifth wheel, diesel pushers, motorhomes, travel trailers, toy haulers, tent trailers, and more. Get instant financing, low monthly payments, 2013 model discount. Choose from the best name brands and save thousands of dollars. Nevada's leading RV dealers are together again for the Real RV Show and Sale, January 10th through 20th at Reno's Grand Sierra Resort.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Mr. Barbano, ready to jump in right away. Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Turkey Meadows Community College. Rugu now is an attorney with Parsons, Bell, and Latimer. And Andy Barbano is the editor of NevadaLabor.com. Pleasure to have you all here. So very interesting to listen to Perry DiLoreto, longtime home builder in northern Nevada, but with great expertise in this industry, obviously a lifetime in the business. The first thing that struck me was the caution of bankers. Do you think that that's as much to do with the threats from the attorneys generals around the country as anything?
Oh, I sure think so. And frankly, it's very encouraging news. You know, in the last several weeks, we've been hearing that 2014 could be a very good year for the state of Nevada, finally coming out of the recession. But I think Perry was very right. I mean, there was an excess that had taken over the industry, and everybody was drinking that Kool-Aid, and it brought us down in flames and gave us the worst of the worst across the country. And there's that risk. I think all of us have been very afraid that we'd fall right back into it. On the other hand, if they're too cautionary, if the lending industry doesn't lend, then we can't revitalize the housing industry. We can't see the growth that we want. So it's a very delicate edge that we walk.
And also the point he made that builders are not necessarily going to be building enough homes for the people that want to buy them at this point in time.
Well, you know, wherever there's a need, someone will step in to fill it.
Not in Elko County until just recently.
Well, you know, and we wound up building some employee housing out there. So people step in, either the company, the mining company in that instance, or you might have rent-owned, which is something that happened here and down in Las Vegas. So, you know, the private industry will step in to fill a gap if there's a need for housing.
You know, it was interesting, the comment he made, and I believe it to be true, too, that not everybody is going to be a person who has to buy a house, that there is a market for lifetime renting.
Well, that's always been the case. Not everybody can qualify to buy a house, but...
Or should they?
No, and a lot of people don't want to. I remember one of the greatest teacher I ever had, future poet laureate of the United States, Philip Levine, said he wouldn't own a house if he held a gun to his head. That was just the way he wanted to live. But the larger issue is that the free market system is really working with respect to housing, and that is the major banks are making so much money getting cheap money from the Federal Reserve and then loaning it back to the United States government, to the taxpayers, at a profit. Why should they finance a new development for Perry DiLoreto or anybody else when they can just sit there and clip coupons and let the potential home buyer twist in the wind?
Yeah, it was also interesting that he brought up the fact that during the time of great inflation during the Ford administration, interest rates were up around 19%, and you could put it on your credit card at 18%. For people who are now faced with penalty rates of 30%+ on their credit cards, that's a big difference.
It's a huge difference. I did want to acknowledge, though, with our local market, we are out of balance. Over half of our market is rental. And you know, in most communities, there's a much larger proportion of home ownership. That has a number of dynamics that, as communities, we've never really discussed. And I'm kind of hoping that maybe we have an opportunity as we revive the housing market to do find ways to get more home ownership. That, you know, that brings more permanence to a community and less transient. See, there are all kinds of good things that come from that.
What about, and we brought the topic up on the program a couple of months ago when it was first raised, but the idea that we're going to inflate our way out of the debt crisis in this country?
I don't think there's any question about that. Inflation will have to result when interest rates start to rise. We're going there now.
Won't that be devastating for the country, though?
Well,
I mean, great for retirees who have money in the bank.
It depends on how high it goes and what the economy looks like at the time. If wages rise at the same pace, of course, it probably wouldn't be devastating for individuals. sales initially, but it affects your exports. So if we want to grow our manufacturing industry, we can't let the value of the American dollar rise to the point where nobody can afford them. So I'm with you that far.
we're reacting and playing on their turf. The unemployment numbers and especially the inflation numbers have been so cooked as to be totally unreliable and a lie. Actual inflation, I mean, when you talk about the consumer price index and actual inflation, but now the cost of food and the cost of gasoline have been removed from the consumer price index. The CPI of being only 2% or so is a lie. The actual CPI is pushing 10% when you add in the increases in food and gasoline. So, and that's been intentionally doctored in order to make politicians in Washington look good.
Okay, 10 seconds apiece on that.
Well, I was just actually thinking one of the things we have to remember, too, is the United States is now a major oil producer, so it's going to want high oil prices, which is really ironic. We've been trying to keep them down for years.
Well, we're not going to export oil, it doesn't look like to me.
You don't think?
I don't think. We're not in appreciable amounts, no.
I would disagree. I think that once we get that Trans-Canada pipeline built, I think that it's going to be a game changer for the United States.
But Pollyanna lives.
And I don't disagree. But Fred, I think your point is well made, which is, you know, for Russia, for example, they desperately need the price of oil to be high, otherwise they're going to collapse. Mm-hmm. That's where we're going to leave it. Thanks, guys. Great discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in our network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. It's not too late to apply for health coverage in 2014. Open enrollment ends soon. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
Your mouth does a lot for you in the course of a year. So start off your new year by giving it the absolute care it deserves. This year, Absolute Dental can help you get the healthier, brighter, straighter smile you've always been wanting. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Just call Absolute Dental or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
On our next broadcast, we'll be talking economic development statewide. Yes, it's the Drone Program again with Steve Hill from the Governor's Office.